The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. I am doing wonderful. I am doing great. Thank you for joining me once again here on the NXT cast, brought to you by the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to us through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, all of those podcast apps. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN, then subscribe to the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you'll get NXT cast in your podcast queue each and every week. So we're hot and heavy into the Dusty Rhodes Classic, Miss Simi. We've had some matches on 205 Live as well, so they're trying to get some ratings over there.
I didn't know that.
Sorry, I wasn't watching that.
Me neither.
I may have to venture over there this week, though, because they got Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae show this week. So I may have to Friday night after SmackDown. That's when 205 on the network. That's when 205 Live comes on.
They got ladies on 205 Live?
No, but they will, because they got all these tournament matches, and they can't squeeze them all into regular NXT TV.
Oh. So
they're using 205 as like the extra show to get these matches off. So right out of the gate, we start with Leon Ruff and Kushida getting a win over Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano when Kushida pinned Johnny Gargano with a hammerlock suplex into a bridge. So that's a couple weeks in a row. Kushida has gotten the best of Johnny Gargano. So that looks like we're going to be heading into a Johnny Gargano versus Kushida North American Championship title match, which should be a lot of fun.
Yes, this match was a banger. I loved it. Yeah, Kushida, All the flips, all of them. Give me all the flips. And then Leon Ruff is like, can't catch me. I'm too fast. So good. Loved this match. It was so good. I really enjoyed it. I was hyped the whole time.
I really like Austin Theory in this match, trying to like big boy Leon Ruff the whole time. And
it wasn't working.
No, because like you said, Leon Ruff was like ping pong balling himself all over the ring. And it's like, you can't catch me, you can't get me. So
too quick.
Very entertaining, fast-paced opening tag team match. Set the pace for the show. Got everybody off to a good start. Then we get a Pete Dunne promo on Finn Balor and Pete's desire to become the next NXT champion. Malcolm Bivens is interviewed outside of William Regal's office. He puts over Tyler Rust as the future of NXT when Rust comes out of the office and says he got his match with Bronson Reed. Bivens says, that's not exactly the route that they would have gone, but what is done is done. So basically they was like, we need a match. And old boy got a little bit ambitious and jumped the gun.
Right. Like, not this match, bruh.
Right.
Not this one.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason he's got representation. And we just found out why. Because he ain't the smartest dude out here in the NXT universe.
Like, you're going to go up against my thickums? Is that, that's not where you want to go, sir. That's not.
That's what Malcolm Bivens was basically saying in so many words.
Yep. His facial expression takes me out every time.
Malcolm Bivens, he rocks the old school Gary Hart attire. Gary Hart is this old manager from the 70s and 80s from Chicago, and he always wore the like mock turtleneck suits, like like that. And so that's what Malcolm Bivens be giving me that throwback to.
I love it.
Yeah, it is. It is funny. It is really good. Karrion Kross, he squashes Ashanti the Adonis, then chokes out his tag team partner Desmond Troy. Of course, this is all about Scarlett, the entrance.
Yeah.
The
and that faced whatever thing decoration she had. Woo! With the like thorns and shadows, just like yes, ma'am, give me drama.
Exactly.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, yeah. Always here for Scarlett. Y'all know how we go up for her. We get it.
Poor little Ashanti the Adonis. I was like, oh, you're so pretty. It's fine.
We get an MSK vignette following their debut last week, where they showcase a lot more of their, you know, their skill sets and their moves, and basically, you know, set forth their agenda to win the Dusty Classic. Tony,
I like them. They're funny.
They're good. They're good. Tony Storm and Mercedes Martinez, they cut a promo on their Dusty Classic match later tonight against Little Team Sunshine.
No shade. I would like Tony's shade.
Oh,
and I would like an explanation for why she's a heel. But still, those shades are marvelous.
Imperium. They get upset by the Lucha House Party. Bartel rolled Dorado up for a two count and then runs into a super kick. Lindsay Dorado then hits the Shooting Star Press, and Lucha House Party pulls off the upset, beating Imperium.
Woo! Grand Metalik rode on that man's shoulders. And then I was just like, excuse me? What? This match is crazy. And then when that the bald Imperium man just like took him out on the table, I was like, oh shit. It was really good.
Yeah.
That the one with the hair Imperium man, he's a great seller because every time he would get kicked in the face, you felt it. His eyes would like roll back. He like lay down real slow. I was like, you better sell these kicks, sir. Good for you.
Yeah, definitely a surprising banger. This came out of nowhere. To be a fantastic match. So if you haven't seen this, please check this out, because this match
so
is
good.
Very, very good.
I really like the differing styles, because Imperium don't be jumping off shit like that. So like I really liked how they kept trying to ground them, and then Lucha House Party was like, psych, we like the air, bye bitch, fly. So it was great.
Yeah, it's that's I think the best thing that you can get in wrestling is when you have those clash of styles like that. When you have different teams that have you know, different skill sets, and then they try to, you know, take away the other team's what skill set that they do best and impose their will. So it is a lot of fun to watch those matches develop, especially when they're really high caliber matches and teams who can really pull those type of matches off.
That's why, even though I make fun of them all the time, the FTR, that's, I like their matches when they have the like opposing matches too, even though I make fun of them all the time, but I'm never going to stop.
You're right. FTR does a great job of that, because 90% of the teams that they face are the flippy shit teams, and they have to try to control them with their, you know, grounded and pounded style. So yeah, very good take. Timothy Thatcher weighed in at 225 pounds, while Tommaso Ciampa weighed in at 201 pounds. For their fight pit fight later in the night.
That must be all muscle, because they ain't got an ounce of fat between them. I was like, 225 where? Where are you getting these numbers from? You're making it up.
Before the Women's Dusty Cup begins, William Regal has Beth Phoenix, who was back in person, not at home. Beth Phoenix is on the stage with the trophy. She puts over the tournament and all the competitors on the stage behind her. And so that leads to our very first Dusty Rhodes Women's Classic Tag Team matchup as Little Team Sunshine. Casey Kenton and Kaden Carter. They shocked the world and they defeated Mercedes Martinez and Toni Storm.
Carter looking for an opening. Able to roll through. Back at her feet. Short scissor kick connects.
Toni Storm is reeling.
Carter with Storm in her sights charges in, foot right across the face.
We've never seen anything like this from Kaden Carter before. What on earth is she juggling here?
Listen to the Capitol Wrestling Center as a roll through, shoulders down, kick out by Storm, bouncing off the bottom rope with a drop kick. Carter again into the cover, hook of the leg, and Martinez breaks up the count
tight,
at two.
Tight pin there, Martinez had to be on her toes for that one.
Oh! Kenzo shaking off the cobwebs, coming back in to deliver a little vengeance to Martinez.
Up and over. Storm reeling. Carter falls right into that German suplex. Quick release by Storm. And Storm, who has had success in tournaments, knows how to get the job done. Go back to the Mae Young Classic, where Storm made history once. Can she do it again?
Can't get over the sickening thought of those skulls cracking together.
Storm looking for that single leg crab. Can she turn? Kane Carter. Carter looking for the submission.
What do you say?
Carter's turn. Single leg crab.
All the talk on that knee and the lower back of Kaden Carter.
Is Carter going to tap out? Carter's so close to her tag team partner. Canzaro reaching out, trying to make the tag. Oh, wait a minute. Io Shirai, get out of the way. Right on the announce table goes Mercedes Martinez. The women's champion is back. Storm doesn't believe what just happened to her tag team partner.
Mercedes Martinez is wrecked on the announce floor here.
Storm just wiped out by Carter. We talked about an opening, Beth. We talked about a moment. This is that moment.
This is the opportunity that Carter and Kenzo have been waiting for.
Innovative offense by Carter. Taking out Storm. Kenzo to the top rope.
Is this the magic we've been waiting for?
Gathering for... Oh! Holy hell! What a move by Kenzo! Into the cover. The count. Casey and Kaden take their first step towards history.
Kaden Carter and Casey Catanzaro.
Shocked the world.
They certainly did just that.
Casey Catanzaro, Kaden Carter, Little Team Sunshine. They did.
Yay. Great. Ooh, this match was so good. Miss Io Shirai was like, ha ha. Here I am.
Yeah. During the match, EO came out and tossed Mercedes over the announce table. And that's what basically led to the demise because Mercedes was not there to save Toni Storm when all this when all this was going down.
Chaos. Did you catch the beginning?
Yes, when they
pushed through Ember.
When they announced the match and it was like, our first contestants are Casey Catanzaro and Kaden Carter. And Kaden pushed Ember Moon out the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I laughed.
Yeah. Kaden Carter is my favorite.
Oh, it was great.
Shout out to Mota to _ Reese. There's enough of that girl to share between the both of us. She is just so.
Don't fight.
Yeah. She is just so remarkably cute.
She is. She's adorable.
Yes. So, I was just shocked, ridiculous. Cause
me too.
There was no way, if you would have told me a week ago that these two were going to win.
Right.
I would have been like.
But I like that, though, because they're like the legit team. And I like that, like, these like girls who have been working to be a legit team and to like be a tag team and have been working on their stuff, that they're getting that shine. Because I I expected it to be a squash, that they wouldn't advance, and I would have been sad about it, but I'm really happy that they're like, they're advancing. So that makes me really happy. Sorry, Tony girl.
But. Yeah, this was great. This was great. Tony Storm. Blessings upon blessings. Finn Balor goes to William Regal and says he wants Pete Dunne, but he knows the games Pete is playing. He wants Danny and Oney Lorcan first. Regal understands him, yeah, and he says he must protect his champion, so he tells him to get a partner. Finn says he doesn't really have friends anywhere, but Regal insists that he cannot face them in a handicap match. We get some
breaking. Yes. He's like, I want to fight everyone. Just right. Give them to me. I will fight them.
Right.
Yes.
We get breaking news that Ashanti, the Adonis, is now hurt and can't continue in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. So they'll have to find a replacement for his tag team partner, Desmond Troy. When Casey and Caden Carter, little Team Sunshine, interrupt, they're celebrating. They're hooping and hollering so all cute around McKenzie. They're talking about how they beat two of the toughest women in NXT, and they're going to go on to win the whole damn thing. And it's like, we told y'all. We told y'all.
They're so cute.
Bronson Reed, he gets the win over Tyler Rust with the big top splash. Malcolm Bivens was basically like, see, man, that's why you need to be hold your horses.
His special expressions about the whole thing. He just, at one point, he was just standing in the corner, side-eyeing the match with his, like, lips pursed. You know how, like, when your mom yells at you and you can't do anything because she's right, you just gotta stand there and take it? Just like, all right. That's exactly what he looked like. He was so mad. I was like, oh, Malcolm, you make me happy.
Because I'm pretty sure he would have picked somebody much lesser on the job squad from NXT to go against to make my man Tyler Rust look great. But no, he want to go out here and let Bronson Reed notch up one more win in his belt. So
basically, so this is a good match, though. I enjoyed it.
What do you feel about the pending Bronson Reed swerve match they keep kind of teasing as Swerve and him having words?
I like it. Build up the storyline. Good. I like how Swerve was like, stop getting in my business. And Bronson was like, I ain't scared of you. So, yes, keep building this. I'm excited.
Finn Balor, he's interviewed about a possible partner. He says some people owe him a favor and it's time to cash it in. So Finn Balor burst up in the Undisputed Era's locker room. He wants Kyle O'Reilly to be his partner. There's a ton of tension and a lot of uneasiness, but Kyle eventually agrees. So Finn Balor, Kyle O'Reilly, you're going to team up to go against the tag team champions of Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch.
A dream. I popped so hard when he burst up in that room. I was like, by Kyle. I got so excited. I should have known that was going to happen as soon as they said, oh, yeah, Kyle O'Reilly has been cleared to fight. It should have been a clue. It should have been a clue. I was so excited. This is what I want. I don't want them fighting each other because my heart can't take it. But fighting together against other people, yes. Yes. I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
Santos Escobar comes out here.
And his gold jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking like he just got selected to the NFL Hall of Fame. he cuts a promo about being the Cruiserweight champion. He's mentioning that people act like champions when they really aren't. He specifically calls out Karrion Kross, talking about, you know, try to defend a title one time and don't even make it through.
Well, points.
The Lucha House Party interrupt and hit the ring for a brawl. Escobar confidently walks away, but returns when the Lucha House Party are in trouble. He goes to come off the top rope, and that's when Kurt Stallion runs out and trips him up. The faces send Legado del Fantasma packing.
Isn't this Kurt Boy the person you were talking about before? You said he was one of those standouts on 205 Live? Okay, yep. So look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at them listening to you.
Yeah. Just
pay Don his consulting fee. Thanks.
About 2 weeks too late, though, because we could have had this. We could have had this build and going into New Year's Eve, and they wouldn't have had to pluck nobody from a totally different show to come down here and wrestle my man. But anyway,
Drake, I enjoyed this a lot.
Oh yeah, that was a lot.
I love Santos Escobar just talking his shit.
The promo was great. Drake Maverick,
I was like, yes.
And Killian Dane are interviewed about facing MSK in the next round. Drake steps in front of Killian Dane to speak, calls them best friends, and says they're going to win. Killian Dane says his promo was pretty damn good.
Look at him. Drake overstepping boundaries again. Right. Why did you interrupt? The funniest part is that Killian Dane just like had his arms crossed. And Drake just like also had his arms crossed, but was like trying to like flex and like put them back to back. Oh, that made me happy.
What'd you think about when Santos Escobar ran up on the Curt Stallion promo? He has hair all out.
Woo, yes. Good. I love a good flow. If he had just like flipped it like he was in a hair commercial, woo!
Pulled the AJ Styles.
Yes, do it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, that man's
flip hair. Flip those magnificent curls.
Yes, that man's hair was luxurious. And then in the main events of our evening, Timothy Thatcher got the win over Tommaso Ciampa in the Tommaso Ciampa traps Ciampa in the corner by his leg and then twists at the other leg with the stretch muffler, and Tommaso Ciampa has to tap out. This is exactly, except for somebody bleeding, this was exactly what I expected it to be. It's exactly what I came for. These two mugs in here hitting each other really hard and trying to pull off limbs and separate shoulders and dislocate kneecaps. Yeah, I was here for it.
Yeah, it was great. I bet you're going to stop talking shit, won't you, Tommy Ciampa? You're going to stop bringing chairs out to the ring, sitting down and trying to antagonize people, aren't you? Bet you're going to stop that shit.
After the match, both men, they have a stare down. I guess, you know, that mutual respect has finally been earned between the two of them. So, and very interesting, they're going to be a tag team now because they're going to be wrestling on 205 Live this week in the Dusty Rhodes tag team tournament.
Why? No! I want Sasha to go beat up more people.
The same way Cesaro and Sheamus had those seven matches, and then at the end of it ended up being tag team partners and tag team champions at that.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
maybe it's because I'm just tired of Tommaso Ciampa.
Now we're getting to the real nitty gritty.
That might just be why. Oh, we already knew this. I make fun of that man every chance I get. I always wanted to get him tapped out. So, that's what he gets for being Blue Lives Matter.
Oh yeah, that's only selectively though. We saw 2 weeks ago they didn't matter that much when they were trying to hold them people's back from doing bad things at the Capitol. Your overall assessment of this week's show, Miss Emmy? I was just asking your overall thoughts of the episode.
It was a grand time. I really enjoyed this episode. It was really fun. I loved all the matches. The last match was really, really good. I love Santos Escobar talking his shit. I'm excited for Finn and Kyle teaming up. Glad to see Little Team Sunshine and their win. That was fun. Kushida and Leon Ruff were a really great team together. This was a really good, cohesive show. It flowed. It told storylines. I feel like Casey and Kaden are going to go up against Ember and Shotzi. We're going to see where that's going to happen. So I'm glad to see Miss Best back. This was a really good show. I had a fun time. Very enjoyable.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode as well. Ending with that Fight Pit match, which always is a banger. They're 2 for 2 when it comes to that particular match on NXT right now. Really enjoyed all the matches in the Dusty Classic this week. That Imperium Lucha House Party match was a certified Matt Classic.
So ooh, check yeah, that out. One.
If y'all did not get a chance to check that out from this week's show, really love the involvement of what they're doing with Finn and Pete Dunne and Kyle O'Reilly. Still keeping that story alive with also Karrion Kross kind of on the fringes as well. So, you know, Finn Balor does have a lot going on right now. Little Team Sunshine, definitely the highlight of the evening. Yeah. So one time for Word Exclaimed and Mo to the underscore Reese, they were talking about them pulling the upset. I was like, nah, I don't see it. But yeah, they came through. So shout out to Little Team Sunshine, Caden and Casey.
Yeah.
Like you said, Leon Ruff and Kushida opened up the night with a great win over Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano. I really like that match a lot. Looking forward to the two spinoffs, Austin Theory and Leon Ruff, and then Johnny Gargano and Kushida for the North American title. And it's good to see Io Shirai come back, get some get back on Miss Mercedes Martinez.
And Tony, because they were brawling in that locker room.
Yeah, that's right. Get EO back in the mix, because people have been, you know, feeling real disrespectful, like, since she ain't been around to, you know, put hands on them. But now that she's back, we'll, you know, this smart talk might be, you know, people might be straightening up and not be so loose with the lips. Now that EO was back on the scene. So yeah, this was really fun. Definitely, if you had to compare the two shows this week, NXT had the stronger effort than AEW did this past week. So we'll give the tip of the cap to NXT in this week's tail of the tape of the Wednesday Night Wars. They definitely deserved it. I don't know if their ratings will show it, but they really had a strong show. So they win the week this week. So, Miss Simi, it's time for your shout-outs and thank yous, ma'am.
Well, shout-out to you, Don, as always. Shout-out to the WrestleCast family. Shout-out to the CSPN family. Shout-out to the patrons for paying a little extra dollar to listen to us talk some more. Shout-out to all you guys in the hashtag. And also, shout-out to Bailey. I was watching her the Broken Skull sessions that she had with Steve Austin, and it was really good. If you guys haven't checked it out, you should go watch it. It's really fun just to see, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, just, like, fangirling over Bailey. It's a great thing to see. So, shout out to Bailey. And Bailey and Sasha just causing havoc. I miss them causing shenanigans and wreaking havoc on the roster.
Well, big shout out, as always, to my co-host, Miss Simi. You can hear me and Miss Simi over on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media, where we break down AEW Dynamite each and every week. There's also plenty of extra content from all of the recordings that we do here on the WrestleCast Network. So please check out the Patreon page, become a patron, help support the podcast. Also, you can help keep the podcast free over on CSPN.us. Click on the tab that says keep our podcast free. Do some shopping with any of the sponsors in that drop-down menu. And the podcast will remain free each and every week here on the CSPN. Give a big shout-out to Miss Simi, Miss Didi Jonay, Miss J to the Max, who had a birthday this week. So happy birthday, Miss J to the Max. Mo to the underscore Reese, Anwar, Starwin, Terry's boy, Madame Lizette, Miss V, Jupiter Julep, all the Wrestle Bays, all the members of the Glow, everybody who uses the NXT cast hashtag each and every Wednesday night. We definitely appreciate you sharing your commentary with color with us. Continue to do so, share, retweet, all those good things that you guys are known for, so we can get some more interaction and more feedback here on the program. So until next week, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been my co-host, Miss Simi, and you have been listening to the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye, guys. See you in the hashtag.
Casey, Caden, I barely got to talk to you guys earlier tonight, so I wanted to catch up again. Congratulations. You shocked the world tonight. Everybody thought you were underdogs. How does it feel?
We told you. We told everyone. I'm going to keep saying it until we're victorious and we win the whole Dusty Classic, because we are meant to.
for this. This was meant for us.
I love it. Let people underestimate us. We're going to come in. We're going to keep surprising them. And we are going to shock the whole world like we told you.
And they still haven't even seen the best of us.
I'm excited. I cannot wait.
Say it again.
We're going to win the whole thing.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Woo.
Okay, I'm going. Okay, that's it.